You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
Throughout the Old Testament, especially in Leviticus, which is the rules and regulations of the Jewish people, and it's also in Exodus as well, without a doubt, the number one most feared disease, we have all sorts of diseases we fear today, obviously, but back then, because their lifespan, I guess, was so short, in a sense, that they had a few things, but one of the major things was leprosy. And leprosy was an ugly disease that once it struck, it's bad news for the person, and it's a disfiguring disease. So what happens is it basically makes you into like a monster if it goes on and spreads, and especially if it spreads to the face and things like that. Very disfiguring, very frightening, and it's contagious. So you add all that up together, and you got one ugly thing. So there were some strict rules, and we see these rules a little bit here in the first reading from the book of Leviticus. So if a person even looks like they have a sore starting to happen, then they have to appear before the priest. And it basically, it is a death sentence in two different ways, in the sense that the leprosy will eventually kill you, and you are now cut off from the community. You're not allowed in. And you got to do these embarrassing things. You have to always keep your head shaved because people have to recognize that you've got the disease. And two, you have to go around shouting unclean. And how embarrassing is that? And you basically have to stay. Obviously, you cannot kind of go into the town. You have to stay in a leper colony, or you can only move into areas where the community allows you to move. If you disobey, you get stoned to death. So not very pleasant at all if you're a leper. All right, those are the rules. And the Jewish people had no problems with those rules for a while. And there's many generations that, hey, this is just the way we live. And if you get it, you get it, and you just go out to the leper colony, and that's it for you. Until Jesus comes along. And as usual, Jesus kind of messes things up, if you will, and in a good way. A leper comes to Jesus unthinkable. A leper comes to Jesus. Remember, there are strict rules here. And this leper is breaking the rules. He's actually approaching somebody that is clean. A leper came to Jesus, kneeling down, begged him, "If you wish, you can make me clean." And being clean is so important. And then Jesus says, "I do will it." And then the leprosy left. Now, a whole new set of problems start to occur now. What do you do with a person who is unclean, who is now clean? This is problematic. Now, you would think that people would be happy, and maybe some were. But let's face it, you're going to have some people who says, "I don't know. I think this is a trick. You know, maybe the leprosy did this or that. I don't believe it. I don't think it can happen." And so now we have this thing where it's not so much that the leper has been made clean. Now it's the rest of the community having to accept this. And this is our challenge and the good news at the same time. The good news for all of us, we can approach Jesus at any time, no matter how monstrous we are, whether in sickness or in our soul or in our psyche or whatever. If we're all messed up and screwed up, it doesn't matter. we can approach Jesus, and he's not going to chase us away. Just like the leper dared to approach Jesus, we can dare to approach Jesus ourselves. That's the good news. And with great faith, we open up our hearts, and with Jesus with us, and if we follow his laws and commands, we know that deep inside, we can change. We can have a sinful part of us that can change. And sometimes it doesn't happen overnight, but eventually things do come around if we dare open our hearts and if we dare follow Jesus. Good news. Now for the hard part. We're still part of the community. So now we have to be accepting of a monster coming back into the pack. What used to be what we considered a monster. Now that's a strong term. So we can dial it down a little bit. A person who has changed. Do we allow other people to change? Do we allow God's loving mercy to apply to other people? And do we even see it? Can we even see it? Back then, if people know that this person is a leper, but suddenly this leper has been made clean, can the community really see a clean person anymore? Are they still going to kind of back away? And they're still going to say, I don't buy it. This can't happen. We have to be careful. Because sometimes we do the same thing with God's grace, saying, it's okay when I get healed, but if you get healed, you know what? Sometimes I'm not going to buy it. And suddenly what happens is we find ourselves outside the community. We find ourselves outside of God. All right, so the challenge. Be courageous. Kneel down before Jesus and ask for help. It's okay. And at the same time, here's the hard part, have an open and listening heart that people around us can change as well. You know, the world is probably changing for the better. At times we don't think it is. But I believe that the more the people open their hearts to God, this world is changing for the better. It's just up to us to accept that.